John 14, verses 1 to 14, and it's page 1082 on the Bibles that are in the church if you want to look at it. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know that my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
So let's pray for Andrew. If you want to hold out a hand to bless him, that's great. Father, we thank you for this man of God who loves you and wants to glorify you above all things. And we pray that you will use what you have given him to enrich us and to help us to be better disciples of Jesus, to be more like you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Outrageous. Outrageous and audacious. What an incredible statement. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I guess another title that we could give this is There Is No Other Name. I don't apologize for using some of Nicky Gumbel's material this morning. I'm going to read some of his stuff. Alpha's all about introducing people to the way, the truth, and the life. And he explains it a lot better than I possibly could. So this comes from his book, Questions of Life, which goes along with the Alpha Course. How can we test people's claims? Jesus claimed to be God. There's three possibilities. If the claims were untrue, either he knew they were untrue, in which case he was an imposter and an evil one at that. That's the first possibility. Or he did not know, and he was deluded. That is the second possibility. The third possibility is that the claims were true. C.S. Lewis put it like this: a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with a man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. you must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. But let us not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He's not left that open to us. He did not intend to. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We've been looking at the I am sayings of Jesus, and this probably is the culmination of all that Jesus stood for. For those of you that don't know, this particular saying was just spoken to his disciples in that upper room the day before he was crucified, in that great discourse between John chapter 13 and John chapter 16, 17 even. So his disciples are the ones that heard this statement. And if this statement is outrageous to us, it was even more outrageous to the first century Jew. The words John uses for I am in Greek are exactly the same words used for Exodus 3, 14 in the Septuagint, which is the Greek version of the Old Testament. Sorry if it's a bit technical. It doesn't matter about the technical stuff if you just get the truth of what Jesus was actually saying. This set of self-declarations was Jesus saying, I am the God who appeared to Moses in the wilderness. Every time he said those words, I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those words resonated with the first century Jew. Absolutely. They knew their Exodus chapter 3 inside out. And that's why on two occasions, the Jews wanted to stone him, because this was blasphemy. This was a man saying that he was the one who spoke to Moses in the wilderness. Remember the purpose of John's gospel? John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John particularly used these words of Jesus to declare that he was indeed the Son of God. That's why John chooses these I am sayings. He connects that with Exodus chapter 3. His whole purpose in the gospel was not a historical record of what happened in Jesus' life. It was to prove that Jesus was indeed who he says he was and is the Son of God. And that by believing, you might have life in his name. This particular I am saying of Jesus has been at the fore of my Christian life from an early age. My dad had a sticker in the back of his car. We used to go to Keswick Convention each year, and you could get these little stickers, these verses that you could put in the back of your car. And we had, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I remember actually when we were at my nan's once, we were just stopped on the side of the road, and this car drove straight into the back of us. We had this beautiful Humber Hawk with great big chrome bumpers on. And we looked out of the back window of our car, and he was crumpled up to the windscreen. And Dad had this little dink in the back. But on the back of his windscreen was, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I don't quite know whether he got that. And also, when we were living in Nepal, the church we attended had the words above the stage, Matnai Batohu Satya Rajivan Ma Nai Hu. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Except in Nepali, it just has that greater insistence and emphasis. It puts those little words in, Nai, which means absolutely, certainly, without doubt, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I sometimes love how different languages just have a different emphasis on what they can put in to a passage. And sometimes when I couldn't understand the sermon, I could understand that phrase on top of the stage. Ma nai batohu satya rajivan ma nai hu. Nicky Gumbel says one of the fascinating things about Jesus is that so much of his teaching was centered on himself. He said to people, in effect, if you want to have a relationship with God, you need to come to me. Peter, a few months after this discourse at the Last Supper, said on the day of Pentecost, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. That was Peter saying, he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other name whereby we can be saved. You might say, well, what does that say about other faiths? Other faiths might have revelation about God. We may be able to put our faith in a belief system. But ultimately, the only way to be saved from sin and death is to have a saviour. And the only saviour is Jesus. I was hoping I might hear some amens then. But there we go. Thank you. The only saviour is Jesus. So yes, there may be faith, there may be revelation in other religions, but there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Other than Jesus, there is no freedom from sin and forgiveness. And he is the only one who can bring true life, life in all its fullness. Jesus rose again. He's alive, and we can have his life within us. No other spiritual leader has come back from the dead. And he can give us that life. With three of his I Am sayings, he adds the word life to his saying, I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Just going to grab another sip of water. Just think about some of those things. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Only Jesus can give life, both in the here and now and eternally. What does Jesus say to his disciples in this passage today? I am going to prepare a place for you. Sometimes I think we ask the wrong question when we ask, do all religions lead to God? The question should be, do all religions save from sin and death? How is Jesus the way? He opened the way to the Father by taking our sin on the cross, destroying that separating curtain that prevented direct access to God. He is God, and so reveals the Father heart of God. He and the Father are one. I love that little passage in Acts chapter 9 where Saul goes to persecute the Christians in Damascus. And he says he was going to arrest people who belonged to the way. Wouldn't it be amazing if we were included in those people that are of the way? What an amazing testimony the early church had, that they knew that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life, and that people knew that through them, Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They were people of the way, the only way to God the Father. And how is Jesus truth? In his prologue in chapter 1, John says of Jesus, he is full of grace and truth. In Isaiah's prophecy of the servant of the Lord, Isaiah says, no deceit was in his mouth. He is the word from the beginning, and all his words and his very being is truth. I often think Pilate asked the wrong question when he said, what is truth? He should have said, who is truth? Because there was the man of truth standing in front of him. How is Jesus' life? He is life as the creative force of the universe. He is life as the one who has defeated death. We have a hope of a future where there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. The promised new heaven and new earth. What does this mean for us? It means for those who believe in Jesus and receive him into their lives that we have a relationship with God the Father. We are saved from sin and death, and we have new life with Christ. But maybe you haven't received Jesus into your life, and you can know him this morning as the way to the Father. It is only through Jesus that we have access to Father God. It is only through Jesus that we are saved. There is no other name given amongst men whereby we can be saved. Only through Jesus. And maybe you have not made that choice up to this point in time. God is calling you because he is the only way. He is the only one who can save you from sin and death and put you in relationship with God the Father. But it also means, as it did for the early church, that we have a responsibility to direct others to the truth that is in Jesus. For he is the only way to the Father, and in him only is life in all its fullness. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And I just hope that we have that longing to reveal the way to those that we live amongst. I don't do a good job of it, but whenever I walk down the street, whenever I walk through the supermarket, I see people that don't know Jesus. And we're the only people that can let those people know about Jesus. There is salvation in no other name. Yes, we can find revelation about God in other religions. We can have faith in a belief system. But there is no salvation in any other name. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for those amazing, outrageous, audacious words of Jesus. But to us, they are not outrageous and audacious because we know they are true. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, I just pray now by your Holy Spirit that you would just put that conviction within us, that we would be people of the way, that we would see it as our responsibility to direct people to the way, that we would believe the truth of who Jesus is and what he said. That we just have that strong conviction in our hearts that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And now, Father, we just thank you that those of us that have known that truth, have accepted Jesus into our lives, we just thank you for what that means, that we do have life in all its fullness, that we are set free from sin and death, that Jesus is our Saviour, we sang those amazing words that there is a chasm and there's a mountain that's high. And we can't cross that chasm. We can't climb that mountain. It's only Jesus can take us over that chasm and can take us up that mountain. And we know that truth. We know it deep down in our hearts. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Jesus, that you have made yourself known to us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our Saviour. You are our Redeemer. And we have a hope of life now and life in the future. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to stand and we're going to continue in our worship together. As always, there's a ministry team which will be on my left. If you want to respond in any way to anything that has been said or done this morning, then please respond. If you've not asked Jesus into your life and you want to do that this morning, the ministry team is a good start, good starting point. Someone can pray that prayer with you, and you can just ask Jesus into your life. It's as simple as that, just receiving Jesus and asking him to forgive you for your sin. So please, and if you just want to, you've been challenged by the fact that, yeah, we don't reveal the way to people around us, and you just want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you might be his witness to those around you and show other people the way.